Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Danny, I wanted to get into Jaden Daniels' agent and the tweet situation from last night, which was heard around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Daniels' agent liked three tweets last night, the first two of which were taking the team to task, essentially, on how they had gone about the pre-draft process. Now, a lot of people have been making fun of Washington for bringing in all four quarterbacks at the same time. Mike Florio's railed against it, among others. And the agent for Jaden Daniels retweeted one of the videos with an emoji. And I hate the "what does he mean with this emoji" speculation, so I'm not even going to get into that. But what also happened was a tweet where he liked something on social media where someone said that they thought it was a weird, stupid process and that they shouldn't be doing it, because the players don't work together anyway. I don't want to play the game of what does the agent mean? Ron Butler, what is this guy suggesting? What is the hand on chin emoji? I hate that.
Yeah, I can't do emoji Twitter sports radio. And I'm just not there.
I refuse to do it, okay? So I'm not going to get into the suggesting. Here's what I know. As of yesterday afternoon, when Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy, Drake May, and Michael Penix got on planes at Dulles and left town to go home to get ready for the draft, every single sign pointed toward Jaden Daniels being the number two pick. Agree or disagree?
All pretty much, yes. Any available sign pointed towards that.
I was talking to one of the most powerful agents in the NFL this morning, and I asked him about what Butler did, the agent for Jaden Daniels, who's not on that level, not one of the higher big-time agents in the pecking order in the league, which is odd to me for a Heisman Trophy-winning number two pick, you know, one of the great stars in college football this past year, to not go with like a CAA or an Octagon, or, you know, go with one of the real power players. But I digress. And I said, what do you think of this? This seems strange to me. It feels like a huge deal to me. Am I overreacting? And I got this from both a big-time agent and someone with a team. And the point was, the entire lead up to the draft, as an agent, what you tell your player constantly, don't give them any ammunition to not take you. Don't do anything that will make them like you less. That's kind of the whole point. And the person in your ear as a player telling you that and coaching you on that and making sure that you're doing that is the agent. And this is an example where the agent did something that became, at the least, a distraction, an unnecessary blemish leading up to the draft, where you're going, well, it's clearly going to be Jaden Daniels to Washington. But the story last night, Danny, right or wrong, was the agent for Jaden Daniels didn't like how they did their process. The agent for Jaden Daniels wishes they wouldn't have had all the quarterbacks in together, is annoyed by what they did, and people will leap from that to they're not taking Jaden Daniels, which I think is silly, or from that to The agent doesn't want Jaden Daniels to go to Washington, which I think is outrageous. But the first part is fact. With every single shred of evidence, every single element of any information that we had over the last several days pointing toward Jaden Daniels, the agent himself has now led to a situation where there is a little bit of, I don't know if you want to call it baggage, but this isn't great. It's a self-inflicted wound that makes no sense to me.
So I on the spectrum of tiny, minuscule molehill versus, you know, Mount Everest, this is not a Mount Everest thing to me. This is on the smaller side, but to your point, and I think it's a very good one, why? What's the upside? What's the benefit here? Right? What are we really doing? What are we trying to accomplish? Thinking from the agent's perspective, right? I think you said it very well. I don't know, again, and I refuse to do interpretations of emojis or whatever. I'm too old for that. I think it's silly altogether, but it's at a minimum a bit of fodder for discussion that nobody needed to have. All that's happening right now is decisions are being finalized. Guys go behind closed doors. We're all in agreement. All in agreement. Say aye. All right, let's move on to our second and third round picks. This you're auditioning to be the number two pick in the NFL draft, pretty much, right? Talking about Daniels and then the person representing him here, the agent Ron Butler. I don't understand the upside to it. I think it's probably just not the brightest thing. It's very easy not to comment with emojis on people that are commenting about football.
By the way, it's okay. Someone tweeted me and said, well, you guys didn't know if it was the right way to do it. You were questioning the oddity, the uniqueness of how they were going about their process. And while I've never said it's bad, I don't necessarily think it's the wrong way to do it because I don't think there's a right way to do this pre-draft process. Yes, I think we can all acknowledge it is unique, borderline unprecedented, certainly with quarterbacks of this caliber that you would have them all there together. I think that you can get something out of it by maybe comparing and contrasting interviews in real time where one guy walks out of a room, the next guy sits down, and it's a little easier to compare the interviews if you're asking the same things in the same demeanor one after another. Who do you hit it off with? Who don't you? There's also some negatives to it probably. I don't necessarily care either way about what they did. I think anyone who's mad about it is way overreacting. I think anyone who's saying, this is brilliant, every team should do this, is probably way too bullish. I don't know how much any of it matters, just sitting down, doing one-on-ones versus playing top golf, whatever. But to me, Danny, if the agent didn't like it, you might have Josh Harris, Adam Peters, Lance Newmark's phone number. You could text them, or you just don't need to.
Yeah, or there's no upside in doing that at all.
Well, who cares if I don't like their process? Well, their process is their process.
But so
to social media and make it a story shows terrible judgment.
In the spirit of fairness, the agent, again, liked a separate tweet. Again, I hate this stuff so much. Liked a separate tweet saying, hey, this was the agent actually disagreeing with the take from Mike Florin. So he liked that one, too.
Yeah, I heard JP mention it like that. Well, he liked this, too. Let's mention that. That was the third thing. Hours after the entire country started spinning its wheels and going, well, cross off Jaden Daniels in Washington and Drake May's going to the Commanders. And after he had liked two tweets that were nationally then becoming a story and it's being written up and talked about on television that the agent for Jaden Daniels doesn't like what the Commanders did and maybe that this means they're at odds, he liked the third tweet, in my opinion, in a calculated, I don't know, but this is my own speculation,
sure,
to kind of muddy the waters a little bit.
But
the first two tweets were very clearly him taking issue with what the Commanders had done.
And my point to say that is just to A, mention it in the spirit of fairness, but B, to say, again, just there was no reason to do any of it, right? Does that make any sense? Like, you and I, this is our gig. This is what we're supposed to do. We are supposed to parse up things. We are supposed to have an opinion about bringing all the quarterbacks and 15 other prospects in at the same time and have them go to Topgolf. That's our gig. That's not his gig. You follow me? Like, that's the difference to me. You're perfectly welcome to have an opinion. There's no upside in your opinion right now. I know this is not apples to apples, but remember old Dust Up Del Rio? There was no upside to his opinion. I don't care what you think about anything other than being a defensive coordinator. I'm not interested in it. That doesn't help me. It doesn't help the team. It doesn't help your defense, which was hot garbage the year before. How do we get Chase Young to 10 sacks? You figure that out. I'm interested there. I don't care about your excess opinions. So this is a part here, as you're representing a player, where, again, this is, and I probably sound too angry. I don't really mean it to be. There's just no upside in it. That's the only thing I keep coming back to, is there was no benefit to anybody for those kinds of things. At a minimum, it's now a bit of discussion fodder for a lot of folks.
So you went with your mountain molehill analogy, essentially saying this is not a big deal. So I'm going to assume that we disagree on this. But to me, I do put this in the category of like red flag territory, where I go, oh, that's bad. I don't like that at all. I don't feel good about that. I will also go one step further. Please listen to what I'm about to say. If you were going to take Jaden Daniels before Topgolf and before these tweets, you should absolutely still take Jaden Daniels. To me, this is not a deal breaker. This is not some massive development. If you like Daniels better than May and better than McCarthy, you should still like Daniels more than you like May or McCarthy. I'm not suggesting changing anything on your board. But one of the first huge decisions that a football player makes is, who is your agent? And when your agent does something like this, it gives me a little bit of pause. I don't think you're going to see Drake May's agents at CAA liking tweets about what teams are doing in their interviews. It's just not the way that you do it at those major, big-time power broker agencies that the guys, typically the superstars in the sport, are represented by. So I do view this as a sign where I go, wait a second, what are we doing here? This is my Fortune 500 CEO. You know, this is my guy who's going to be the face of everything. And one of the only big decisions he's really had to make to this point is representation. And we got this weird week of the draft thing, 8 days out, where now the team is having to get on the phone probably and go, hey, what's going on, man? Everything okay?
Do you think it'll affect how they view him?
It depends on how close the conversation is. I think if you are tied between two quarterbacks and you got one agent who is operating in a way that is normal and you don't have to worry about, and you got another like wild card moment where you go, that's weird, I don't love that, then yeah, I would say that it could matter. But again, if he's ahead of someone on the draft depth chart, mm-hmm. it shouldn't change. But I guess my point is, less that and more, would you consider this to be a bit of a red flag?
I wouldn't. I think it's odd behavior, but I don't go as far as red flag for that. Like, red flag to me is I'm going to charge, I don't know, $10,000 a piece to come to our own draft party brought to you by, you know, a couple less than desirable brands or something like that. And that guy's tweeting about that, like almost like he's a club promoter trying to siphon off cash from his player. I mean, I think we've got to go a long way for red flag. Someone that's not great at social media that should probably learn from this experience and go, you know, that's probably not the smartest thing for you to do. What does that mean down the line? Does it mean he's going to, you know, have his client misbehave, have his client, hold out at weird times or advise him poorly? I mean, there's still a matter of show up and play football really well. I agree with you. There's probably better agents out there, but I don't know. I don't know that that would affect me very much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.